Northam vetoed the bill, which would have given workers at emergency shelters the option to limit access to those convicted of a sexually violent offense. Griffith says while the governor may have tried to be compassionate with the decision, people evacuated from their homes should not have to worry about someone convicted of a sexually violent offense sleeping feet away.
You actually are excluding people who are afraid for their children in particular from going to the shelter if they know that there may be somebody there who is actually a pedophile.
Regarding his decision, Governor Northam says it is unconscionable that people could be turned away from shelters during floods, hurricanes, or other emergencies, and is working with state and local officials to formulate plans on how best to shelter all members of our communities during an emergency situation. Griffith says while he does not usually comment on state legislative matters, he was deeply disappointed by Northam's decision to veto this, quote, common sense public safety measure. He adds there could be arrangements made to accommodate those convicted of sexual offenses. Clark Palmer, WFIR News.